This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kul in kana abaukum wa abnaukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum. وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون قصادها ومساكن ترزونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمري والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي My respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters I welcome all of you with the Islamic greetings Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a pleasure and honor for me to be back in Nigeria after 10 years. And this is my second trip to Abuja and the second trip in this Velodrome Stadium. And it's nice to meet all the brothers and sisters of Abuja back again after 10 years. Before I dwell into the topic of today, I would like to speak a few words regarding our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Most of us know the history of Palestine and how was the Israel state formed. We know that Hitler incinerated 6 million Jews. It was a Holocaust. And these Jews, they scattered to different parts. And many of them, they came to Palestine and our Muslim brothers in Palestine gave them shelter. They said, Ahlan wa sahlan to the cousins. The Jews are the cousins of the Muslims, the Arabs. The Palestinian Arab Muslims, they welcomed their cousin, the Jews. They gave them shelter, they gave them protection, and they allowed them to come to the land. But unfortunately, several years later, the same people who were refugees, they kick out the host out of the land. Imagine the owner of the house is kicked out, and now when the Palestinians are fighting for their rights, they're screaming that this is our land. These Israelis and the Westerners, they're calling them as terrorists. There is a saying in Hindi, Ulta Chor Kotwal Ko Date. That means the robber is scolding and blaming the policeman for the robbery he has done. And we know this is common, that those people who are in power, they control the media. And as you know, the media can convert black into white, day into night, hero into a villain, villain into a hero. So today the media, the international media, most of them, they are painting as though these Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters who are fighting for their freedom, they are being called as terrorists. And this is common, we know that in history. And we know that the Britishers, the French, the Portuguese, they ruled 2/3 of the world. They occupied 2/3 of the world. And the biggest people who did maximum atrocities in the world are the Britishers. But they change the history and they tell, we have gone to different parts of the world to uplift them. They did nothing but robbed many countries of the world. They looted many countries of the world, including the country where I was born, that is India. And when people fought for their freedom, we know Bhagat Singh, he was a great freedom fighter. These Britishers at that time, they called him as terrorist number one. But we Indians, we called him as a freedom fighter. We yet respect him, we yet revere him. In the 18th century, when Britishers ruled America, George Washington, he was fighting for the freedom of America. And by the Britishers, he was called as terrorist number one at that time. But the Americans, they called him a freedom fighter. And when USA got its freedom, they made him the first president of USA. Imagine the person who was called the terrorist by the British government. USA makes him the first president of USA. So many a times, the person who subjugated is labeled by the media as a terrorist. We have several examples. We have example in South Africa when Nelson Mandela was fighting against the white apartheid government. The white apartheid government called him a terrorist and imprisoned him in Robben Island for more than 25 years. He was called the terrorist number one at that time. When South Africa gets its freedom, they make Nelson Mandela, he's elected as the president of the country. And we know this history. On the other hand, when the freedom fighters are called as terrorists, on the other hand, the media is painting the terrorists as great people. We know that the bombing that was done in King David Hotel, where many people were killed, many Jews were killed, many Muslims were killed, and Menachem Begin at that time, he was the person who did this bombing. Later on, that same terrorist, he is made the president of Israel, the prime minister of Israel. The terrorist, and then he gets the Nobel Prize for Peace. Imagine, the person who was a terrorist, actual terrorist, later on the world gives him a Nobel Prize for Peace. This is all done by the media. The media can convert black into white, day into night, hero into a villain. And we know, since the last about 1 month, the last 4 weeks, when Israel is attacking Palestinians, when the Palestinians are fighting for their right, and they retaliated, Israel with the best army in the world, one of the best army in the world, with the support of USA and many of the Western countries, they're attacking the least equipped country in the world. They're attacking Muslims in Gaza and Palestine and killing them in thousands. And targeting civilians, targeting hospitals, targeting schools, it's against the international law. Today, Israel is killing thousands of our Muslim brothers and sisters, and almost all of them are civilians. More than one third are children, more than one third are women. With their best equipment, they are targeting innocent people. If you go and target the military, we have no problem. They are targeting specifically innocent Muslims in Gaza, in Palestine, and the world is silent. What is the UNO doing? Just because some countries can put veto, it's only a symbolic protest, that's it. Unless we Muslims get together, we will not be doing a job. I've given a talk on 13 action point plan. 13 point action plan for the Muslim Ummah for Palestine. Since this is not the topic of the day, I will not speak about that in detail. You can refer to my video on that topic. But Allah is testing us. As far as the test for the Palestinians are concerned, most of them are passed with flying colors. Those who have died, they are martyrs, they are shaheed. Allah will inshallah grant them Jannat-e Firdaus. Those that are suffering, may Allah give them steadfastness. May Allah give them peace. May Allah give them serenity. It's beautiful to see that the mothers whose children are being martyred, they are praising Allah. Alhamdulillah, this is from Allah. They are not complaining, they are thanking Allah that we have got an opportunity to serve the cause of Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to solve the problem of Palestine is very easy. Kun fayakun. Allah is testing us. As Allah says in the Quran in Surah Mul, chapter number 6, verse number 2, Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayata. Allah has created death and life to test which of you do good in deeds. Whenever a calamity comes, it's either a punishment or a test. As far as the people of Palestine are concerned, it's a test for them. And according to me, when we are seeing the videos, the social media, alhamdulillah, most of them will pass this test with flying colors. What about the Muslim Ummah throughout the world? Today we are more than 2 billion. Out of the 8 billion population, the Muslims are more than 2 billion. We are about 26% of the world population. Are we doing our job? Do watch my video on 13-point action plan for the Muslim Ummah. And it was 4 years ago, in August 2019, I gave a talk in Kelantan, where mashallah in Malaysia, where more than 100,000 people came in that stadium. And it was so successful that the enemies of Islam in Malaysia could not digest the popularity and the impact. So they started maligning me. Some of the non-Muslims in Malaysia, especially those of the Indian origin, they started maligning me. They started criticizing me. They started calling me a terrorist. What I did, the five main important people who maligned me, all of them were politicians. All of them politicians. One of them was a cabinet minister of human resources. One was the deputy chief minister, number two, of Penang State in Malaysia. One was a member of parliament, very popular person. And the other two, they were member of legislative assembly. When they maligned me, I picked these top five people who were involved in maligning me, and I filed a case against them. That was 4 years back, in August 2019. And they were wondering, when we speak about the Prime Minister of Malaysia, one of them is complaining. When we speak about the Prime Minister, against the Prime Minister of Malaysia, no one complains. Who is this foreigner coming in a country and doing a case against us? Most of them, they came and apologized and did outside court settlement. I said, no problem. But the biggest enemy of Islam, his name is P. Ramaswamy. I continued the case with him. And the verdict was on the 2nd of November, just 3 days before. I could not attend the verdict because I was called by the Sultan of Sokoto and my talk was there. I could not cancel it. But just before the talk, a couple of hours before, the verdict came by the High Court of Malaysia that they asked Ramaswamy, P. Ramaswamy, who was at that time the Deputy Chief Minister too of Penang, to pay a fine, to pay damages to me of 1.52 million ringgit, which if you convert it to US dollars, it is 320,000 US dollars. And if you convert it to Naira, at that time the rate was 1,200 Naira per dollar, it came out to be 383 million Naira. And the court told he should give this fine within 30 days. And when I got this information, I pledged this complete amount of 1.52 million ringgit to the Palestinian cause. I've donated this complete amount to Palestinian cause. 1.52 million ringgit, that is 320,000 US dollars, that is 383 million Naira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this humble support from my side to the Palestinian cause. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He give steadfastness to the people of Palestine. May He give them sabr. May He elevate them. And may He remove the suffering. And may He give the strength of the Ummah to join together to see to it that they are able to stop this genocide in Palestine. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He give the martyrs of Palestine Jannah, inshallah, Jannat-e-Firdaus.